the Hainer invite scheduled for Friday. The way, just yesterday was miserable. It wouldn't have been a good day for a track meet.
You know, as I was outside several times throughout the day yesterday, thinking, you know, that, it's not real bad out. The wind wasn't blowing all that bad. But about practice time, you know, walked down to the track at 3:30 or about a quarter to four, we went down to the track, and you know, we would have just been, you know, a little ways into running events, and it was not real nice at that point. It was cold, it was like 44 degrees, and the wind was blowing pretty hard out of the north. And I'm thinking, boy, I'm kind of happy I'm not down here standing for a few more hours for a track meet. So, you know, we could have survived yesterday for a track meet, but that's all you would have done was survive. You wouldn't have had good marks, or, you know, kids wouldn't have been real excited about competing, those kinds of things. So Monday looks to be a lot better. Although it's going to make for a busy week for us, you know, because we'll have a meet Monday, we'll have a meet Friday, we'll have a meet Saturday with some JV guys. So it's going to make for a busy week. Make me sleep better on, you know, when I get home. So, should have a good week. The way it looks this coming week is going to be, looks to be pretty good. Hopefully Mother Nature throws us a little rain in there once in a while. It would be nice. But, you know, going to be a better week, I hope.
I know with when you got to postpone a meet, you always got to check with the schools. Can you come? Can you not? And unfortunately, I think Adams Central and Lexington probably are, I think the two teams won't be there.
I believe that's correct. You just never know. You're always wanting to do what you think is best for your athletes as far as when you postpone a meet or move a meet or whatever. You just want to make sure it's better for the athletes. And you always know that you're going to lose a few teams because their schedules are different than yours. And, you know, some of them may have a meet on Tuesday. You never know. So, you know, you're always going to lose a few teams. And, you know, Adams Central was an addition last year that came. Unfortunately, they won't be able to make it back. And Lexington has been, you know, a mainstay for us. And we've had to move a time or two before. And you always lose a few teams when you move. It's still going to be a good meet. Some great competition, you know, so we're just going to go compete, and we're going to compete as many kids as we can. I think we have like 50 boys that are going to compete on Monday, so it'll be a good day.
I know, looking at the entries, Hayes, Kansas is pretty good. Again, looks like early this year they got a couple of good relays in the jumps. They got a good high jumper, good long jump. I think all the same guy, all the three jumps. And so Hayes is bringing some good kids.
They always bring some good kids. You know, they tend to bring some very good ones. We've seen some young men jump really well. They had a young man a couple years ago that was a 7-footer. He didn't jump 7-foot at our place, but throughout the season, I think when he got towards the state meet, he jumped 7-foot, which is a long ways off the ground. They've had 23-foot long jumpers, you know, some 10-5, 10-6 guys in the 100 meters. They've had some really phenomenal athletes to watch on the track and on the field. So, yeah, I don't think this will be any different this year. Going to see some nice marks and some talented individuals.
Holdridge brings some good kids. And then you'll see, as far as I know, Minden will bring some good kids over as well.
Yeah, you know, we get to see some of our Southwest Conference. You know, Holdridge has come for years, and they bring some very good competition. They have some good distance guys. Minden does the same. You know, Minden's always has good hurdlers, and this year's no different. They have some really good hurdlers. They always bring some distance guys. So that's not going to change a whole lot. So that, you know, it's just going to be a very competitive meet.
And again, get past thing, it's varsity and your JV guys too.
Yep, we're gonna compete as many people as we can, as long as we're in good standings in the classroom, you know, and with practice, you know, that we'll compete as many as we can, and just have to, you know, we'll get them all out on the track. You know, we allow 6 entries per event. You know, 3 of them are typically varsity and 3 are typically JV. However, it's our home meet, so sometimes we skew those numbers a little bit and add a few extras into some JV meets and such, just races so that we could get some kids some marks. And, you know, those guys, even the younger guys, you know, they work really hard. They need to get on the runways and on the track as well. So give them as much time as they can and get some good marks.
I know Broken Bow invite, we were just talking before we went on, that that's always been a chilly and windy meet, but the forecast, boy, temperature-wise, looks like it might work out. It probably will still be windy up there, but the temperature should be okay.
Well, we hope so. You know, we've been there many, many times, and sometimes you get there and it's a beautiful day, and it just turns to the weather just continues to decrease or deteriorate as you go. Been there when it's, you know, 70 degrees when you get there and snowing when you leave. and the wind blow. So it is in the Sandhills, so you can about bet that the wind will blow some. It'd be nice to have a beautiful day. Right now it looks like it could be, so we just have to hope for that. And maybe we'll have some good weather to compete in on Friday. There will be some great competition up there. Cozad be there, and of course Bo's there, Ord's there. I'm not sure if Scott's Bluff's coming or not. They've been coming in the past. Alliance has been coming in the past. So it draws a lot of schools from different directions as far as good competition goes. So hopefully we go up and compete well.
Menden, Holdridge, Gothenburg are back there. Kearney Catholic comes over as well.
Yep. So there's always some great competition up there. So really looking forward to that meet. It's always a nice meet to go up to. They have a great facility, great throws, great jumps. It's just a nice place to go compete.
And then finally, to wrap up the week on Saturday, a week from today, down at the Don Stein Invite Cambridge, your JVs with a chance to compete.
Yep, and that's always a fun meet. It's always fun to see some different schools. Take our JV guys and see some of the surrounding schools that we don't see all that often. So it's always fun to watch those guys too. Young guys, they always, that's where we develop our better athletes, is they got to come up through the ranks a little bit sometimes and get some races and jumps under their belts. And it should be a good day on Saturday as well. It's going to be a busy week of track and field.
No question. And I know Chase County, which is now a district team in your district this year, they are always at the Don Stein.
They will be there as well. It'll be good to see what they have. But they're going to be a very, very good team, regardless of class. Class B, they won Class C last year, so their numbers dictated that they moved up to Class B this year. But don't let that fool you. Just because they're one of the smaller Class Bs, they have some very good athletes. And I know that right now they're competing very well. So it'd be interesting to see how they're doing, and just have to make game plans if we can at all, see how we can score a few points.
Finally, I know we talked last week. You had a couple of kids kind of nursing some injuries. Yeah. Hopefully they're doing better this week.
Yeah, Ethan Schmidt at the Aurora meet had a little bit of an injury, running the 100 meters, and just whether he took a funny step or whatever it was, caused him some injury. We decided to not run him the rest of the meet. This week he's been looking really good, feels good, looks great. He's back on the – we took him off the shelf and let him play some more. So, he's looking really good, feels good. Doesn't seem to have any lasting effects from that injury, so that's a nice thing to have, even on those cold days. Cold days and sprinters don't go real well, so even on those cold days, he was still moving around pretty good. So that's exciting to see, because we really like to have him back on the track. So he's going to help us in many ways this spring, whether it be in the 100, the short relay, or even the mile relay. So he's going to help us in many ways.
1 o'clock start time over
the
track.
1 o'clock at the track, and then field events start at 1, and then 2:30 is field or running events. Hopefully we have a good day Monday. It looks like it's going to be 63 degrees, and hopefully not a whole lot of wind. So it's going to be one of those bluebird days, we hope. Again, I want to thank everybody that's going to come help us, including yourself. So we always appreciate the help. And I know McCook's full of people that really enjoy track and field, and that's always been a very, very exciting and nice thing to have, the people that are willing to come out and help, because that not all communities get that. And as the coach or one of the coaches, I really appreciate that they come out and help more than they probably know that I really appreciate they come and help. So it makes it exciting for the kids, and it takes a little stress off the coaches. So we really appreciate that.